Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
What they do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Promoting that we'd be at the Omni on the 20th, which was the case originally for the opening of Kitchen Notes, breakfast and lunch on the 20th. That got changed Wednesday. The date moved on Wednesday to 1 week later, and that is the 27th. So we will be there late this month on the 27th, which is a Thursday, Kitchen Notes Omni for the opening. And now I'm hoping that week delay is based on getting more brisket biscuits made for the show. It's probably not the reason, but that'd be a nice little angle on it. Yeah, looking forward to that. We have not been out of the studios, whether it's Crazy Charlie's location or mine out here in Wilco, in over a year. Be the first time back on the road with the show. And you are invited. If you have a little time in the morning or you happen to be in the area or whatever it might be, whatever the reason might be, you are welcome to pop on in because we will be there. This time the date moved a week to the 27th. No Chris Landry today, as I mentioned. Hopefully back next week. Tomorrow, Kevin Hagan on schedule, and Brad will be with us in hour number three. The F&M Bank hotline, 615-844-5600. If you'd like to tweet the show, at Bill is King, and you can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Any way you want to check in with us today, you are welcome to do so. Jim in Jupiter. Pretty strong statement here. Now, Jim's down in South Florida, so he saw this up close. Says, Bill, I will go to my grave saying that Dan Marino was a way better pro than John Elway. Had no running game ever and no D ever for the Fins. Well, now, boy, way better? I think both are on the best ever list, first off. If you've got a best ever list, they both are there. Elway, at the end of his career, got two Super Bowls. Remember, he was getting beat up in those Super Bowls, and then the last two he won. And I tell you, as a overall, just if you put together a quarterback from literal top of the head to the bottom of your toes, to the tip of your toes, I should say, I don't know if you put it together better than Elway's physical abilities and everything else. I don't think you can be put on the earth any better than that. I remember he was a hell of a baseball guy too. Could have taken that route. And Marino was more of a stationary quarterback. Elway was 6'3", Marino was 6'5". Marino was a pure pocket quarterback, and I mean pure, with a beautiful throwing motion. So that one's a hard one for me because And again, I'm not a big pro guy, but following those guys out of high school into college, you know, watching the recruiting, because even back then in 79, 80, those were huge names in recruiting. I mean, everybody that, well, again, it was more cult-like back then, way more cult-like. It was not mainstream at all. But if you were in my world, small little world, of being interested in that and obsessing over it, then you knew who they were. I knew exactly who John Elway's dad, Jack Elway, Marino, Pittsburgh, all, and again, Pittsburgh was at that moment a killer program. They were recruiting and getting players pretty much in the Northeast for sure, but they came down here and got some players too. Again, like Hugh Green. Hugh Green would be Johnny five-star today plus. That's how good he was all those years. And with the Saints after that. Yep, after that. Jeff 2 says, Bill, I happen to be on vacation the week you're at Kitchen Notes. Barring anything last minute, I'll be there with a Bloody Mary. That's good. That'll be like the anniversary, not quite on the date, of that Friday at Bongo Java's when you came by. Of course, Jeff, too, comes by a lot of the events when he has time. Commitments and whatever else is going on out there. M. Roos up in, speaking of Cincinnati, M. Roos. Says, Bill, I'm not sure if Crazy Charlie can find a way to mix this song in, but it's perfect for the high school party crowds. A few of the NSFW lyrics in there, too. I'll have to pull it up. I don't have it. Crazy Charlie can pull it up, but I don't know. Crazy Charlie said he already had, what was it, 135 songs in there that he can pluck from? Something like that. It's a pretty big list. Steven down in Georgia. Now, Steven, are you still in Savannah? I know you finished up. He's a surgeon. He came in and actually spent some time with us at the Southern a couple of years ago. He was at a convention. But he says, Dan Marino is my all-time favorite. He'll always be the GOAT for me. I regret never seeing him play in person. I only saw Dan Marino play in person, that is, his freshman year, 1980. Now, I saw him on TV a million times, but, yeah, he was already his true freshman year at Pitt. He was already a thing. You Georgia fans will remember, was it the 82 Sugar Bowl? Pitt beat Georgia. It's 81 or 82. And Marino with a pass to the, it was either the fullback or the tight end to win the game. I pulled up the clip a few months ago. I remember watching that clip. Was it John Brown? The name of the player that Marino threw, it was something like John Brown. Not a big name as far as I knew, but that was the winning play. That was the stretch Georgia, the best stretch ever for Georgia is 80 through 82. Vince Dooley, Herschel Walker, all those players. Numerous players. I'm jipping lots of players by not mentioning them all. That's the best run ever. Crazy Charlie, who'd you say we have here? Aliquippa Bob, who's not so Aliquippa anymore. Welcome in.
Hey, Bill King, how are you?
Morning, sir. Hey, have you already moved?
I am driving down now. We're getting close to the Florida border. And house is sold, packed up, moved. And I got to ask you for a special fit. Well, first off, let's talk about Marino because Steven is right. That guy, had he won a couple Super Bowls, Bill, he would have probably went down as one of the top two or three quarterbacks of all time. I saw him play live several times, and his release was it was magical. It was so fast, so quick, so compact, and he had a lot of velocity on his ball.
Now, did you see him play at high school? Did you get to see him live in high school on the field?
No, I did not see him in high school, Bill, because Friday night in Pennsylvania, you generally follow teams in your area. So, you know, there were so many special players back then that, you know, you had kids just as good as Marino at other positions that you went to watch in your own league or conference, for example. Like, we used to have the old Section 3 in Whitfield that, oh, they would put out, Whitfield would put out maybe 20, 25 five-stars every year, 4 or 5 stars. So, you know, you didn't travel that far, you know, to go see a Marino or that kind of a player or a Joe, you know, Joe Montana when he played at Ringgold. But he was magical. But, hey, I got a favor to ask you. I'm riding down to Florida. I got a buddy of mine who's a huge Pitt fan. And you got to stop with this glorifying Pitt while he's in the car sitting next to me here. I got him on the speakerphone.
That's pretty good timing.
I'm gonna take a beating for the next 5 hours because of this, Bill.
Now, are you going to Tampa?
All the way down to Tampa, yeah. All the way down to St. Pete. And move my stuff into storage. And so just got to go down there and find a permanent place. You know, and buy myself a rec tech and some brisket and get with it.
There you go. You got the right idea there. So did you ever, I probably asked you this, did you ever go see Tony Dorsett play in high school in Aliquippa?
Yeah, I was at a scrimmage one time, and he come around.
Did we lose you? Crazy Charlie, are we still alive here? I think we are. Are you there? I think we lost Bob. That was about to be a good story, too. Tony Dorsett in a scrimmage? Yeah, I could learn to get used to that kind of thing. Jay Cutler's – call back, Bob, if we lost you somewhere down there. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, will there be a Kush section of the suite – at commitments for Berg, Josh, myself, and Jeff in the borough. I don't, you know what? Here's Music City Todd's rule. If I don't know about it, it's okay. Just don't get me involved. That's Music City. Music City Todd's pretty hip. Josh says, Bill, IIPR is also... Somehow we just got into the Devil's Lettuce here. Is a great Devil's Lettuce stock to watch. IIPR. I don't know if I know that one. I'll have to pull that up. Dom up, speaking of Pittsburgh, he's a big Notre Dame fan, says, Bill, anyone in the history of TV sports programming make a bigger mistake than Craig James leaving ESPN Game Day? Yeah, I don't know if Craig James left on his own, though, did he? Kind of got in a snit because they were demoting him some, I believe. But did he leave on his own? I don't know if that's... I think he did get his feelings hurt a little bit. But Craig James would not have maintained or sustained that position, I don't think. He was very unpopular, if you'll remember. All right, we'll take the break. We lost Bob somehow there. Hope you're all right. Anyways, I want to hear your Tony Dorsett scrimmage. You know me and scrimmages. Story. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're still looking at bumper-to-bumper traffic here on 40 westbound at Donaldson Pike, trying to get up past the airport, all from a series of accidents that we had earlier near Spence Lane on I-40 westbound. Before that, there was wrecks there near Fessler's. Now, they cleared the wrecks near Fessler's on 40 westbound, but it's left us with this big backup over here in Donaldson on 40 westbound here at Donaldson Pike. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, coming up June 11th. Check it out online. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Mayday! Mayday, Mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners go out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the app store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: mostly sunny, high 71. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows 45. Sunshine for Friday, highs near 70. Saturday, chance of rain, cloudy, highs around 66. And Mother's Day, chance of showers, high 75. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Clip of Bob is back. He was telling us a Tony Dorsett back in the day scrimmage high school story.
Hey, Bill, how are you? Hey, yeah, so he comes flying around the bend, and I didn't know who he was at the time. We were a bunch of high school kids, you know, and he comes flying around the bend. Three guys had him boxed in. And, you know, Dorsett was a glider. Like, he would cut when he was gliding. You know, he wasn't like a herky-jerky like a Greg Pruitt or that kind of a thing. Or a Serge, you know, he would just kind of glide and cut. Next thing I know, Bill, they had him boxed in, and we were, okay, we're backing up because they're coming out of bounds, rolling toward us. All of a sudden, he's running straight down the field, and all three guys are laying on the ground. And I was like, who in the heck is this guy? And that's how great that guy. He was so fluid and so smooth, Bill, and deceptively fast. I mean, he was quick. He would shoot right by you. And then I watched him a lot in high school because he played at Hopewell, which was right next to Aliquippa.
Right.
Great talent.
So you saw him in a scrimmage, of all things, and you were watching, at the time, obviously nobody would know, one of the best that ever would play, right there.
Bill, I didn't even know who he was. He'd come around the corner, so like I said, you know, I'm like, who is this guy? And when he did that, I'm like, who the heck is that? You know, I didn't say heck, but... But anyway, but you know, you're talking about quarterbacks, Bill. if you're talking about Marino, you know, Marino and Montana, my buddy Ed here said, hey, Marino and Montana played against each other in the Super Bowl. And they're, you know, Montana was from Ringgold, which was just outside of Pittsburgh. And he's from Ringgold High School. And Marino was from Central Catholic in Pittsburgh. And, you know, the legacy or the number of Pittsburgh quarterbacks, Pittsburgh area quarterbacks, I want to stress that word, Pittsburgh area. You had Namath. You had Unitas was from Bloomfield. I think when Dawson was from Pittsburgh, you had Reno, Montana. You know, it just keeps going and going. Babe Pirelli, we talked about him before at Kentucky. So it just keeps going and going, Bill.
That's amazing. Yeah. And again, people don't realize, but Pittsburgh back through that. And I also saw the Foge Fazio team that came into town, and they had Bill Frelick, who was it. Bill Frelick was everybody's first offensive lineman in college. Out of high school, he was ranked the best lineman in America. Remember, that's when Parade All-American was a thing. It was real popular, the Parade All-American team. And I remember I went to the game specifically, if I remember correctly, because I wanted to see Bill Frelick go against Reggie White. Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was something. You're watching two all-time greats. And you know, Bill, there was a kid that played for Pitt from Freedom, a kid named Jimbo Cover.
Oh, I know. Played for the Bears all those years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you had Danny Raines, who played for the Bears, who's a friend of mine. And he was Dorsett's blocking back in high school for Hopewell. And Danny went on to play linebacker at Cincinnati and then played linebacker for the Bears when they won their Super Bowl, you know, in their heydays in the mid-80s. And, you know, played for Ditka, who was from Aliquippa. So it's a nice little circle there, Bill. But the names, you know, from Beaver County and the Pittsburgh area from Whippeal, just incredible. I'd love to go through someday and try to make a list of all those players, you know, and all the different sports that came from that area. But, you know, it's, you know, Bill, you talk about, you know, like up here, our rosters are probably maybe a half to two-thirds of the size that they used to be in the heyday because parents aren't letting their kids play football. And then you combine that with the population shift, and we don't have a whole lot of kids playing ball up here anymore, and our numbers are way down, you know. But we used to get 35, 40, you know, blue chippers, and I'm talking four and five stars, that everyone in the country wanted. I mean everybody. And you'd get that every year, and you know, in those heydays, you know, you're talking about Pitt's heyday, but don't forget about Penn State because we went 4-2 against them in that period of time when Pitt was really on top. But they used to be able to support, you know, you'd have Notre Dame come in here picking up kids, Ohio State, Pitt, Penn State, and they would support those rosters, and that's when Pitt and Penn State were always ranked 1, 2, or 3 every year. You know, that was their heyday period, and that's when Joe won his first title, was 82. So
I recall. Yeah, that's good.
We used to always argue that we had the best high school programs in recruiting in the country during that period of time.
Might have been. Yeah, might have been. Bob, safe travels, and call us when you get in there, man.
Yeah, I will, Bill. Thanks a lot. Get down there, get unloaded, and, you know, anxious to get back toward the water. See what's still there, Bill.
Yep.
I'll talk with you.
Safe travels, sir. Jim and Jupiter. Bill wasn't Frelick with Jackie. I think he signed with Jackie. But Jackie left. You got to remember, Jackie left, what, 82, 83? Right in there. He left for A&M. He left for the big Karen Aggie money. But when I saw Pitt, the last time I saw him live back then, it was Foge Fazio. Was the coach. Jackie had already taken the oil money of the Aggies. Oh, one other note before I get Jim. Jim, hang tight. Vaughn Broadnax says, Bill, Hugh Green went to Tampa. I always, for some reason, thought Ricky Jackson and Hugh Green played together in New Orleans. I knew they played all those years at Pitt, obviously, but I don't know why, but yeah. Hugh went to Tampa from Pitt. He goes on to say, Ricky Jackson was the better player, the better pro player, Bill, and he actually, according to Vaughn, played better his senior year. Yeah, and again, Hugh came out of Natchez, Mississippi, and Jackie recruited him down there. And his only real offer was Mississippi State. At the big offer, you know, D1 type big offer. And I'm not sure what the reason was, how everybody missed on him. Oh, my gosh. But he gets up there. I mean, think about Natchez, Mississippi, which is down on the Louisiana border, to Pittsburgh. I mean, I know people go different places for school all over the map. I mean, but that's still kind of an odd. I mean, think of all the schools around you. Now, again, they weren't all trying to get him either. It's not. I don't think Bear Bryant or Vince Dooley were trying to get him. Those are the two big names back then. Johnny Majors was already at Tennessee for several years, and they had already gone down there and signed James Berry, who was a – James Berry, Eric Berry's dad, was a huge running back recruit. Now, he wasn't a huge guy. He was like 185. But, I mean, James Berry was All-American list left and right back in that class of 78. Didn't play that way when they got him, but – his son played that way. But, yeah, and I don't know. I've interviewed Jackie a few times through the years. I've never asked him that. That would be a heck of a story. I've read this story before, the account of how they got him. And I think they were down there scouting Ray Rooster Jones, a running back they signed from the same school. And they noticed, I believe, Hugh Green. And took him. I think that's the story. Jim up in Ramsey. Welcome in, sir.
Good morning, my friend.
Morning, sir.
Hey, a modern-day Bergen Catholic kid, Tyrone Malone at Ole Miss. So, you know, the northern kids, the superstar northern kids tend to go down south these days.
Wow. Yeah, that's Jack Leiter. There's
Jack Leiter. Bill, if you saw the high school, it's a Catholic high school, but it's a very prestigious high school
right. That
Jack Leiter went to. It's like $40,000 a year, but it does include lunch, Bill. It's called Del Barton. It's like the who's who of pharmaceutical executives, big attorneys, doctors. Their kids all go to Del Barton. Really nice.
Imagine being your last name's Leiter, and you're at that school, and you're the baseball star. That'd be pretty cool.
You know, it's a phenomenal school.
I mean, now, is it co-ed, or is it boys? Just
no,
boys?
It's all boys. It's all boys.
Wow. Yeah.
It's, you know, but it's Don Bosco on steroids. I mean, financially, Bill, you have to see the facilities. Well, you have all those schools down in Nashville, like where, you know, Battlefield Academy, you know, there's so many nice big money schools down there too. But
my school's literally named after a Civil War battlefield, Battleground Academy.
So funny.
Wow. On our campus, now they've got a newer, much newer campus, a better campus than the one I was on, and it was also all boys. But one of the pillars of our quadrangle was cannons. There's cannons. They literally had cannons in our quadrangle.
So do they still have them there?
The old campus still has them there, yes. It's a different somebody in the city or somebody bought it, and it's an arts school now. It's not related, and the campus is about 3 miles away on a much better piece of property, much bigger campus, everything. And it's co-ed now, too. See, it was all boys for me 100 years. My last year, I'll tell you a quick story, it was all boys all the way through. We're driving off to college, and we pull over at a gas mart or something, and one of our buddies walks in and said, they just let in girls. The year I graduated. Went cold.
Timing's everything.
Telling you. Telling you, man.
Hey, I see that going on, you know, around here now with that all-boy Catholic schools that are merging or letting in girls because it's a numbers game. You need it just to keep the doors open. I mean, my kids have all went to single-sex schools, you know, my two girls and my boy. But, you know what, I think there's not as many distractions.
Right. I liked it. I mean, I didn't know any better. If you're doing it 5-6 years or whatever, however many years it was, I mean, it's just to us, it was just the way it goes.
And they used to call Don Bosco when Jimmy was there the frat house on Franklin, because it's on a road called Franklin Turnpike.
Wow.
It definitely was a male-dominated environment. They had a lot of fun. But, hey, Bill, you were talking about running backs, or Bob was. Dalvin Cook is the best running back I've ever seen live. He was like smoke through a freaking keyhole. He killed Don Bosco when he played for Miami Central. He was amazing.
He was amazing. A superstar running back. Also, was having a good career at Minnesota. But
yeah,
he was a next level type back. He wasn't just, you know, you have a lot of really good backs out there. He was another notch.
Amazing. Hey, Bill, another Pittsburgh guy is Lou Holtz. He's from like the suburbs of Pittsburgh, I believe.
Coach Calipari's from there.
Yes. He finished up at Clarion, which is a state school in Pennsylvania. It's in the same league that my school was in. It's like Slippery Rock, Kutztown, Bloomsburg. But, yeah, Coach Cal, that's where he played. I think he started out at one of the North Carolina schools, not the big ones. But,
right.
And then he finished at Clarion. But, you know, Bill, what do you think with these quarterbacks, though? It's become the way, like, basketball players used to be. If you're not happy after year one or two, you're out.
No, I hear you. That's a very good point. Tell you, anything new, by the way, since we've got you on Shiano at Rutgers, has there been a name lately, a recruit lately that I'm missing? Did we lose you, Jim?
No, I'm here, Bill. Can you hear
me? Okay, go ahead.
They have gotten some good kids in the transfer portal. So I think they're going to be better. Supposedly their spring ball is going well. But, you know, they have had, you know, some glitches defensively. They don't have depth in the D-backs, but Shiano said they're playing well, and you know, he says it's a great teaching moment.
Yeah.
You know, that they're getting better. But I think the transfer portal is going to help a school like Rutgers be competitive faster than if there wasn't one.
Jim, be good, buddy. Stay in touch, my good friend.
Have a good one. See you, Bill.
Appreciate you checking in here. Couple notes here, and then we'll get a call on the other side. Says Jim and Jupiter, Bill, Craig James did leave for more money. I believe he left for CBS. Big mistake on his part. Herbie is way better than him. You know what? I forgot all about that. I just remember Craig James was not popular in the latter years at ESPN. That's what I recall. Vaughn Broadnax, Bill, Ricky should have been in the Hall of Fame. Probably, if he would have played for any other team, he would be. So Ricky Jackson was from the Glades, the muck down there, says Jim. I did not know where he was from. He was the better pro, though. I think that's a fair assessment. All right. We've got a call when we come back. I'll let you guess who that might be. It's not Black. We haven't heard from Black. Now it's I think it's 3 months. I'm losing track of time. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's still crawling along over here near the airport on I-40 westbound here in Donelson, all from a series of accidents that we had earlier just past Spence Lane. I mean, it's been crazy slow over here for over an hour, maybe an hour and a half on 40 westbound here up by Donelson Pike. We're still looking at it. It's still slow go, finishing up that Reg 65 south at Trinity Lane. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call now, 240-2811, online, truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville. Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
The Arena of Ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
How's the count of it?
Work your monster, King.
Bonjour.
Hey, Bill, I got a thought about Heupel, thought about the Corona Bros, and I have a update on Isaiah Wilson for you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, Bill, I was listening to Mike Hugan. This was a couple of months ago, but I was thinking about this. I think Heupel, if he was anywhere else, would be regarded as a good rising star, hot coach to watch with that crazy offense he runs. But because he's stuck in the quicksand in Tennessee, a lot of people, including me, you know, look, you know, kind of poo-poo it, say he's just kind of a paperweight, maybe just sitting there for a couple of years, looks like a slob in a suit. And I think he's not getting much shine, even though he was the Heisman runner-up and a quarterback on a national championship undefeated Oklahoma team. But I was listening to Mike Hugan and Bill, and he talked about how he thought that UCF declined, slightly regressed under Heupel after Frost left for Nebraska. But then I'm looking at what Frost did at Nebraska, and it looks like Frost is a complete disaster. I'm starting to wonder if Heupel's a better coach than Frost.
We've got a couple of years, we'll know.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously too early to tell on that, and Heupel's been dealt a really short stick, short straw, however you want to say it. But I got one other question, Bill. I heard Barry Trammell, the big OU writer. I know you got some of you guys that listen and call your show.
Yeah.
And how's the story go? Stoops got stagnated. He had to fire somebody, so instead of firing his brother, Heupel was the scapegoat. That's the version of the story I heard. Yeah. But I have to wonder, Bill, if Heupel is good. Let's say he actually is a good, you know, like a Tony Vitello type hire for Tennessee, Bruce Pearl, see somebody like that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you figure, oh, you'd be come knocking at some point? I mean, I know they got the, Lincoln Riley's a young coach, but he flirts with the NFL all the time. I wonder if Heupel might be on Oklahoma's radar if he's any good.
Well, here's the bottom line. If that indeed were to happen someday, that's very good news for Tennessee because it means good things happen.
Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma's churned out a ton of Heisman Trophy winners, Kyler Murray, Jason White, and all that, but I'd have to think Heupel will be right up there on top of the favorite son list.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, undefeated national championship quarterback. kind of like their T. Martin, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I guess. I guess you could look at it that way.
Just two things for you, Bill. You know, we always Corona bros here and there. I got a question for you. I'm one of these people that I'm personally relieved I got my full vax, but I'm also one of these people that doesn't tell people what to do.
Right.
I think it would be nice if we got herd immunity in this country, but I'm in the camp that lets people make their own decisions. I heard something on a sports angle that's pretty interesting, Bill. Apparently some of these Major League Baseball teams are offering free tickets if you take the shot. Do you think that's a good way to skin the cat? In other words, I mean, instead of putting the gun to somebody's head and saying, you got to have this shot before you can jump on an airplane, if, like, you had some of these, instead of mandating people get a shot, if you kind of bribe them, like, hey, you want to go to the baseball game for free, you want to go see the Braves tonight, take your shot, here's some free tickets. What do you think about that angle?
The only one, I may not know all the different states, I probably don't, but Cuomo proposed something like that, I know, but I don't know how pervasive that is. Is that all over America they're doing that? I really don't know.
Well, I think I saw it on the mainstream media on the Today Show today, Hoda,
right.
All that mess and everything.
Right.
But I got to thinking, people like free stuff. They like that Biden money showing up. People like free Braves tickets. I got to thinking, is that the way to keep everybody happy? Make your own decision, and if you take it, here are your free Braves tickets.
Well, let me ask you this. You're fully vaxxed. You've taken both. It didn't cost you anything, did it?
No, it's free. I mean, it's getting paid, though. Your taxpayer's paying for it.
Well,
we're
sure.
All paying for those shots. Those aren't free shots. Pfizer's getting paid. You're getting it for free now, yeah, of course. But I think some people look at it like, oh, don't be telling me what to do. You know, like, I'm not going to do anything. You know, I'm not going to do what the government tells me to do. But if you get something saying, here's some free Braves tickets, people might take it through the back door. Is that objectionable to you, or what do you think about that?
Oh, I don't care. I don't object to it. I mean, I don't like what this all has turned into. But, heck, if that's going to get if somebody wants to take advantage of it, do it.
They're saying cases are crashing in full stadiums. Here we go. I just hope we can reach herd immunity as a country. I compare it to somebody walking out of the crapper at the Golden Corral Steakhouse and not washing their hands. Hey, one thing on Isaiah Wilson, Bill. I called about that a couple of days ago.
That's pretty much everybody who walks out of those bathrooms. Go ahead.
We don't swim in your toilet. Don't pee in our pool. I remember that one, too, at the community pool. So that's kind of my mentality on it. But, hey, Bill, John Robinson, the reason I'm bringing this up more of a national angle, apparently the Titans' fourth-round draft pick's in trouble for domestic assault, one of those things.
Right.
John Robinson must have a really interest in private investigator. They do a great job on those background checks over at Titans Central, don't they?
That's another embarrassment. Boy, I don't know how that happens.
From Bill. Yeah, maybe Pogues, when he's not throwing softball to Corbin, can answer this for me. I'm seeing where Isaiah Wilson got a four-year, $11.6 million contract, $6 million signing bonus, and $11.4 of that money was guaranteed. Does that mean that, I mean, I'm assuming to get that guaranteed money, you got to actually be on a roster to get that $11.4 guarantee, but did Isaiah Wilson get a $6 million signing bonus from the Titans?
I mean, he's a first-round pick. He got a sizable bonus. I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, I Googled that. That's the number if you hit Google Isaiah Wilson. But what I'm saying is that, I mean, a signing bonus is upfront money, right? That means before he was doing donuts over at TSU, he got $6 million from Amy Adams Strunk.
That's true.
Blows your mind, doesn't it? See, Bill. See.
All right. I don't know why I thought of this. You remember Coach Steve Lavin, and he did TV too. I don't know where he is now, but he was a coach at UCLA. And I don't remember which Final Four, because we used to take the show to the Final Four. We didn't do it that many years, but a few years we did. I'm in the bathroom at whatever venue we're at. I don't remember. I don't remember if it was Atlanta, San Antonio, where we were. I don't remember. Indianapolis. and it's a bathroom. And, you know, the men have the urinals on the wall, right? And you're just standing shoulder to shoulder with people relieving yourselves. I'm next to Steve Lavin. And after he finishes, he just walks right out. He never washes his hands. I'll never forget that. Why does that stand out to me? Why should I remember that? I don't know. I have no idea why I remember that. Didn't say thanks. Have a good day. Just walk right out. Dirty hands and all. They will be back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's still crawling along over here near the airport on I-40 westbound here in Donelson, all from a series of accidents that we had earlier just past Spence Lane. I mean, it's been crazy slow over here for over an hour, maybe an hour and a half on 40 westbound here up by Donelson Pike. We're still looking at it. It's still slow go. Finishing up that rank 65 south at Trinity Lane. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call now 240-2811 online truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Baseball is back, y'all. Nothing like watching a game in some nice weather. And add to that a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sports book. The app is very simple to use. They have great odds on all the different betting markets, unique, fun bet types. And when you win, FanDuel will get you your money in as little as 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up. Use the promo code BKING.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Against all better judgment and no half-stepping, Redneck Nation is now full-time. Nashville Sports Radio is serving up the best coverage of your Nashville Predators. When the clock hits 5, the Renegades of Puck are on the air twice a day, a.m. or p.m. Every weekday at 5, Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck give you Predneck Nation. If the clock says 5, Predneck Nation is on Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning, mostly sunny, high 71. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows 45. Sunshine for Friday, highs near 70. Saturday, chance of rain, cloudy, highs around 66. And Mother's Day, chance of showers, high 75. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Scouts had to come up with a whole new star system just to classify him. It's Bill King.
And new Sportsbook. Get that app, y'all. Yeah, get it. Baseball is here. And it's fun to just sit down in some great weather, a cold drink, and a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, Now's the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel's letting new users swing for the fences. You'll get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet does not win. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way, you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all the different betting markets and also unique fun bet types like same game parlays and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every single game day. And when you win, FanDuel is going to get you your money in as little as 24 hours. So download the app. The FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up, use the promo code BKING to get in on the action. That's right. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code BKING. Got to be 21, present in Tennessee. First online real money wager, only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. Go to the website for details. Gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. Couple of calls here. RD, welcome in, sir.
Good morning, Bill. Bill, morning. Question, are you familiar with a VGA graduate long before your time? His name was Gerald Johnson.
I don't think I am.
He's supposed to be in the VGA Hall of Fame. He coached me in high school. In 68, that was right before summer football practice started, incoming freshman had a one-on-one sit-down with Coach Murphy. And in my meeting with Coach Murphy, he told me, he said, son, your Coach Johnson was the best athlete I've ever coached. He lettered in four sports at middle, football, basketball, baseball, and tennis. And back then, they had a little All-America team, and he made little All-America in both football and baseball. Gerald Johnson was his name.
Wow. I'm sure I saw him up on the wall somewhere with all the awards, but no, I don't think I'm familiar.
He was quite a guy, influenced me as much as anyone in my life. And
wow.
In the MTSU Hall of Fame, Tennessee High School Coaches Hall of Fame, anyway, just a famous BJ alumni I thought I'd bring up to you.
Battleground Academy. There you go. Stay in touch, good friend.
Thank you. Bye.
Jeff Two says Steve Lavin currently works for Fox, college basketball analyst. Dane, welcome in.
Bill, what's going on?
Oh, not much, man. What about you?
Well, anyway, I like the idea of giving people a free baseball ticket if they want to get their shots. But just to keep Cosby's record straight, the relief checks were going out under the Trump administration as well as the shots. So I'm sure Cosby washes his hands. Tell him to watch something else besides Fox News. We'll see you.
All right. Georgia Dog, Bill. Georgia's going to beat every team by 50 and play the Tampa Bay Bucks in the first Corona Bro Bowl. Wow. That would be. That is a good name. We need a Corona Bro Bowl. We do. Dan Wolken, and Stewie Mandel can be the journalists who cover it. They can but if it's a Corona Bro, the Corona Bro Bowl, let me say that slower, then I would think everybody in the Corona Bro world would be happy, because obviously in that bowl game, everybody would have their double vaxes. They'd have their little card that shows it or whatever. Everybody would be wearing triple masks. And you wouldn't let anybody in the stands, because you never know. It could be a super spreader. That'd be a pretty good one, though. Georgia Dog, that's good thinking right there on your part. Now, who would you get? You'd have to get somebody from a really woke state, somebody from either Washington, Oregon, or Cali. That would work. Against somebody from New York or Michigan. Yeah, Michigan's pretty woke. I know a lot of my friends up there don't want to admit that, but where you're at, you're pretty woke now. No, Ohio's not woke like that. Ohio's not woke at all. They kind of got a corona broke governor, yeah, but no, Ohio don't play that crap. Our good friends up there. That'd be a good bowl, though. I'd probably watch that. Tomorrow, Kevin Hagan with us. Oh, I was just noticing, market's slightly down. Just tell you what, the chop is tough. The chop like we've had the last 2-3 months, there are some opportunities in there. Obviously, if you got some Dogecoin, you're doing well. Or some of the crypto, perhaps you're doing well. But this is a tough market right now. It is not. 2020 was a very rare year in the market. Other than the crash in March, which that was exhilarating. If you were on the right side of that, that was incredible. But the rest of the year, they kept saying, oh, it's about to end. It never ended. They just. But right now, we're just in a chop. It's a very difficult environment. Just chop, chop, chop. Yeah, Crazy Charlie 615. Tomorrow, Kevin Hagan, like I mentioned. Also, Brad, it's already Friday, y'all. I can't believe I'm promoting. It's already Friday, but it is. We're here. Yeah, music list, Crazy Charlie. Incredible. The Screaming Trees earlier, in case you were wondering. At Bill is King. Oh, spring practice for the boys. Yeah, that's going on right now for the high schools. That's fun. Don't short Tesla. Even though it's not been doing so hot the last couple of weeks, don't make that mistake. Don't short it. Lodge Pop.